In July, we said San Francisco's 12 wins were the kind our data won't vouch for. A 5-1 one-score record sitting on a pass rush that finished last in the league in sacks, and framed 2026 as two questions. Does Brock Purdy's 9-game sample hold up over 17? And is there anything behind the front line if Nick Bosa's ACL return doesn't deliver the rush by itself? Camp is 2 weeks old and the questions are answering in opposite directions. Purdy first, because the file is unambiguous. The Beat's Thursday charting via Nick Wagoner at ESPN had him 11 of 14 in team drills. The team's own day 8 notes counted 12 of 17 across 32 team period snaps, while the receiver room around him thinned. SI's daily verdict was that he's raising his game, and new defensive coordinator Raheem Morris, the man whose unit he's carving, told NBC Sports Bay Area he's been impressed by the layered throws. The highlight file matches the numbers. Deep touchdowns to Kadarrell Hodge and Malik Turner Thursday, a tight window completion to Deebo Samuel through Diamador Lenoir's coverage, and a first-day connection with Mike Evans. Yes, that Mike Evans, the offseason's biggest receiver signing, on a deep left sideline ball in the very first 11-on-11 of camp. The honest counterweight arrived Saturday. The secondary got its revenge day, with Upton Stout jumping a Purdy throw to Demarcus Robinson and returning it 25 yards for a pick six, front flip included, per NBC Sports Bay Area. Mac Jones's assessment of why more plays are being made on the ball this year doubles as a compliment to a cornerback room that has been the defense's loudest unit. One pick six against 2 weeks of efficiency is a good trade. The 9-game sample question can't be settled in August, but nothing in the practice record argues against it. Now Bosa, because this is where the verdict lives. The return started as well as it could have. Cleared from the torn ACL that ended his 2025 after 3 games, drawing a first day, Bosa looks better than he did before I saw him last year, from the coaching staff, and increasing his workload into team drills by the third practice. Then Monday, August 3rd, was his last practice of the week. The team's official word, relayed through NBC Sports Bay Area's Saturday coverage, is general soreness, with Kyle Shanahan saying, "There's no reason for alarm at this point. We'll log the claim and the pattern together." A pass rusher 11 months off ACL surgery ramping up, then sitting 5 straight days on a defense whose July projection had exactly one proven source of pressure. Michael Williams, the other premium edge, rehabbing his own torn ACL, remains on the side field, making what the Beat calls good progress with no team drill date. The rush behind those two is the question July asked, and camp has mostly answered it with an injury report, which is the third thread. The list keeps growing. Thursday's non-participants ran 11 deep: Evans, quadricep; Christian Kirk, calf; Jacob Cowing, hip flexor; Jordan James, rib; Malik Mustafa, hamstring; Keon White, adductor; Vidarian Lowe, ankle; Kyle Juszczyk, finger; plus linemen Carver Willis and Brett Toth alongside Bosa, with the team signing street linemen midweek and Shanahan offering the Beat's most quotable deadpan of camp. It seems like we're very healthy. Niners Wire's Friday framing was kinder, the situation trending up, with Evans and Kirk doing post-practice work. And the coach himself is a storyline the fanbase already knows. Shanahan continues ramping his own workload while recovering from the July 14th car accident that included a severe concussion, observing practices as he progresses, per Niners Web Zone's running coverage. Roger Craig's Hall of Fame induction Saturday, John Lynch in a number 33 shirt, was the week's warm note. Does the July framing hold? Complicated, with the complication sitting exactly where the preview put its finger. The Purdy half of the question is having the best August available to it. The pass rush half, last in sacks, one proven rusher, nothing certain behind him, has spent the week watching that one proven rusher not practice. 10 to 12 wins was the range. The practice fields are currently arguing for both ends of it at once. What would change it? Whether Bosa returns for Tuesday and Wednesday's joint practices against Tennessee, the first live rush test for both rosters, and the same sessions headlining the Titans episode this week, and Thursday's preseason opener in Santa Clara. Behind that, the Melbourne opener against the Rams looms over every workload decision. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.